10:38, this is WGN. A little while ago, I described my coming upon the scene yesterday at Lake Michigan, where they were looking for that teenager lost while swimming with some friends. He got swept out off the concrete abutment into the lake and has not been seen since. Just a tragic scene. It's a dumb thing to do, but the punishment is not fitting the crime. It's just so sad for those families and for everybody that was working there. And to the grim faces of all of the professionals that were working tirelessly to find that kid, I salute you. It was impressive to see how the training goes into place, how these people had a task and they knew how to do what they were supposed to do. And even though it seemed hopeless that they would find the kid in that choppy water, there they were, scuba gear, diving into water that was complicated to just get in and out of, and boats fighting the chop and helicopters whirling overhead, firefighters with ladders running them along the side, ropes to try and guide these guys, markers in the water. Instantly, this task force was there. Really impressive. Well, we were talking about that a little while ago. Dave Benjamin called in. He's the executive director, do I read this correctly, of the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project. I think I heard you on the radio the other day, Dave. Welcome back to the station. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on the call. Wish it was under better circumstances. I heard your story, and you know, I'm really sorry that you had to go through that, you know, witnessing that there had been a submersion, that there's friends there who are standing in shock and parents arriving. And it's just, you know, a real tragic situation and has an impact on everybody involved, yeah. You know, the friends, the family. And the
least of all me, of course, least of all me. But everybody was traumatized, the crowd of a few hundred people sitting there watching, hoping against hope. But here's the question that I have, and I'm glad you called in. Maybe you can answer this. I imagined a scene in my head where maybe the firefighters aren't there yet, and I see somebody flailing away in that lake, and I can swim, and I'm thinking, okay, I need to make a decision here. I know I can swim to save myself. Can I save that person? What would you advise me to do in a situation like that? What would be a tactic, a strategy for me to try and help that person?
At that location, you know, it's a horrible situation to be in. So here's the thing. Would-be rescuers often become drowning victims without ever making contact with the original drowning victim. They see the person struggling, they make a knee-jerk reaction to be a good Samaritan, they jump in the water, and they end up drowning too. We have been, you know, this has been a hot spot, you know, for many years, but especially this summer, because the beaches are technically closed, which means you can't go to the beach where it's safer to swim with lifeguards and, you know, because of the beach contours. So it herds people further up or down the lakefront trail where they're jumping in at dangerous spots like Diversity Harbor, jumping off of Promenade Point.
Where there are ladders for swimmers to get in and out of the water. You have that concrete pathway that we all know what you're describing. I mean, it's not all sandy beach, right? Then there's a concrete path, and there's ladders on the concrete abutment into the water. I'll be honest with you. I've used those ladders before myself. And you're right. The lifeguards are at the beaches, but they're not there. I wonder if we should station lifeguards all up and down just to sort of safeguard the people that'll break the rules. Or maybe that's abetting them and you don't want to do that at all. But still, talk me through that scene after I do this. My number's 312-981-7200, by the way, and free pub trivia before the 11 o'clock hour. More leagues are coming back, too. 10:45, this is WGN. An apparent drowning, a teenager missing, having been swimming with his friends at Lake Michigan yesterday. I came upon that scene as the rescue personnel were looking for him, talked a little bit about it, and Dave Benjamin called in, the executive director of public relations and project management for something called the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project. They follow the incidents of drowning and try and advise people how to not drown. In fact, they say that there have been 826 plus drownings since 2010 in the Great Lakes. I guess we know how beautiful it is and how dangerous it can be, too. So, Dave, I was describing that scene and wondered what you're advising against not trying to be the solo hero and rescue somebody, huh?
Correct. That's what we advocate. If you don't have lifeguard training, lifeguard equipment, or the current physical fitness of a lifeguard, you should not be getting in the water. What we've been advocating with the Chicago Alliance for Waterfront Safety is that there should be life rings, and there should be updated beach signage, as well as lifeguard coverage, especially of the hot spots where people are going swimming.
Yep.
Because the beaches are closed, people are going to these dangerous locations to go swimming, and there's no enforcement to keep the people out of the water. And so it's likely that this might have been a spot that these teens have been going to all summer, and it was just a little bit wavy yesterday. You know, for a swimmer's perspective, it's very wavy. And when you have that concrete wall there, these waves rebound, it becomes like a washing machine. So they didn't know what they were getting into, unfortunately. And just having some basic understanding of water safety, on average, 80% of all drowning victims are male. Males are more likely to take risk, susceptible to peer pressure, more likely to overestimate their abilities, yep. And they overestimate their swimming abilities an additional 50% when they get to water. And if they don't know that about themselves, they're not going to be as safe around water, especially with their friends.
I think rescue rings along the way would be a really good idea with a rope attached. That would give somebody hope without risking their own life. And they're not there. They do not have rescue rings along the north end of the beach there, and the south end for that matter.
A $50 throw ring could have been the difference between life and death yesterday, as well as with many other drowning incidences in Chicago. In addition, if you're not going to have any enforcement or education, I was at Promenade Point about an hour after a 24-year-old man drowned, and there's still hundreds of people on Promenade Point.
Yeah.
Still people swimming there, people playing on the rocks with the waves crashing over them, almost getting swept in. And I would assume that nobody even knew that they were just a person pulled out of the water an hour earlier. So, you know, we need to do a better job.
Should they open the beach?
I don't know if all beaches should be open because of the pandemic. North Avenue Beach is usually one that would get overrun with, you know, too many people. But a lot of beaches could efficiently be opened to allow the residents in, because they block off streets and block off parking. So if you're not a resident, it's kind of hard to get in and out.
It is.
But
it is possible.
There are a lot of beaches that could be open.
Yeah.
And for the beaches in Indiana, like Whiting, Michigan City, Gary, you know, if they're concerned about no social distancing, I go to all those beaches, and I never saw a problem with social distancing at those beaches. But if they're really concerned about social distancing, they control the parking lots. They can fill those parking lots to 50% capacity, and there, your problem is solved for social distancing, and as well as having lifeguards on duty and educating the public about the hazards.
Every now and then you'll see EMTs walking up and down the concrete area or parking along the concrete beaches. They're not beaches, the areas we're talking about. But there's no schedule to it. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Maybe they don't have the resources to do it, but I like the idea of throw rings. I like the idea of dispatching lifeguards along those areas, not even to be enforcers, but to just safeguard dum-dums who, like me, sometimes say the water's especially warm this year. It's very high this year. The beaches are closed. You've got nothing else to do in a lake right there. It's so tempting. And by the way, there are crowds along Lake Michigan, though the beaches are closed, along these concrete areas we're talking about. They're lovely places to congregate, and kids are partying there, for crying out loud. So this is helpful information, I guess.
And right now, we have lifeguards that are essentially guarding the beaches from people between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Yep.
These lifeguards are not watching the water,
No. And
they do not have their rescue equipment with them. A lifeguard should have their flotation device by their side or in their hand at all times, but instead, we're herding people away from the safest places to go swimming, and we're herding them up the lakefront path to Diversity Harbor or Promenade Point or many other locations, and people are just jumping in with no true understanding of water safety or drowning survival. And it's a huge disservice. We sent a letter to Mayor Lori Lightfoot 6 a.m. July 3rd addressing this information, you know, that we should have the lifeguards on duty with their equipment, even if the beaches are closed. And as well as Chicago Alliance for Waterfront Safety have a petition and other letters going. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, could have easily been prevented and possibly survivable with just some simple equipment like a life ring. and lifeguards.
No, you make that point really well. Here's the website. It's GLSRP, Great Lakes. It's an it's not an acronym. It stands for what is it? Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project. GLSRP.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the advice, Dave. Hopefully, I never talk to you about this again, but I suspect I will. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank you, John. Love your show, man.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That's a tough topic. We got interesting people out there.